Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the...
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up with those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scumfucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room in this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film, and it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before
that looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll,
and then the screen goes up and the lights come up and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Okay, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson here on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. Hang on, I've got, I got idiots here. All right, I got one person that was supposed to be on tonight, and they're not on, so they can't come on. All right, but anyway, again, Joseph Gibson here. Apologize for that. Trying to schedule people here to come on to the program, and, you know, it's hard to get people together and for people to keep their word. We know that. We've talked about that plenty of times. Dr. Peter Ventura, I need you to hang up and call Lisa Mitchell. You texted me her number, but I got a zero text. I got a blank text from you, Dr. Peter Ventura. So if you can, you could text me her number again, maybe, or call her and tell her to call in, because we're looking for Lisa Mitchell tonight also to be in, and I got nothing from you. All right, but this is going to be a very interesting show. This show always turns into an interesting fiasco. We don't know where we're going to go. I usually pick a topic, and we end up at where, someplace crazy. But I got a phone call from one of my supporters last night, and they told me that I was on the Howard Stern show recently. I guess yesterday they spoke about me for about an hour and a half or an hour or so. They were talking, mocking my show. And then I guess it was about a few weeks ago I was on there, and I did get that audio, actually. And that audio, if BitBanker can post it in the chat room, that would be great. Okay, I'm reconnecting the server right now. Why? Here we go. This is going to be Blog Talk screwing with me, okay, in my chat room. Okay, I don't know what's going on here. All right, reconnecting the server. Don't know what's going on. All right. Well, I don't know if you guys still got a chat room or not going on. I don't know. I had a few people in the chat room. And this is Blog Talk Radio. They're so screwed up. They're too busy bombarding you with nonsense ads, bullcrap, pop-ups, this and that. You know, I try to program a show, and I got Exxon Oil advertising, you know, right in the middle of me trying to type in the show. You know, this is ridiculous. It's total nonsense. But anyway, I guess if you want to search YouTube, the link that I got was Howard Stern Show, Caitlyn Jenner versus Religious Show. That was the show where he goes about 3 minutes and 50 seconds in about my show and makes fun of me. And my voice is on there, too. And to spell Caitlin, it's C-A-I-T-L-Y-N. And it's Howard Stern Show versus Howard Stern Show, Caitlyn Jenner versus Religious Show. It's on YouTube, actually. So I guess Howard Stern wants to give me an IQ test, I think. And I guess they're making fun of me and making fun of this show. I don't know why. Again, I'm sorry about the chat room, guys. I guess it's kicking you guys off. All right, well, it kicked a lot of people off. Okay, Bit Joe is not in the chat. Okay, I'm in the chat. He may take a guy. Here I am. I'm back in the chat, guys. Okay, I'm back in the chat. I apologize. Yeah, and a lot of other people are trying to get back in the chat, too. Hello, Flycatch in the chat. I know. This is just nonsense. This is Blog Talk Radio. I complain and complain and complain, and it's all a bunch of crap, and that's what it is. All right, here's Lisa Mitchell's phone number. I just got a text here, so give me 1 second here. Give me 1 minute, guys. Okay, all right, thank you, Dr. Peter Ventura. I got Lisa Mitchell's phone number there. We're supposed to give her a call tonight, and she was a prominent guest. All right, Dr. Peter Ventura, hang on, reply. Can't reach Lisa, but call Lewis. Okay, call Lewis. All right, fine. Okay, hang on, guys. And this is why we do this 15 minutes before the show, everybody. All right, so this is what really pisses me off. All right, but hang on. We got another individual here who wants to be connected to the show tonight, and this is Lewis. He actually, the reason why I'm doing this is because Lewis has been a guest on this program before. So let's get Lewis on here. He lives in California, so it'd be interesting to listen to what he has to say tonight. Let's see here. And then Dr. Peter Ventura can come back on also. And I see you, Brother Mercy. Actually, Brother Mercy is one of my sports co-hosts. and I will connect you. Just hang on. I got to connect a few people here real quick. All right, and let's try to get Lewis here real quick on here on the line, see what happens. And I'm sure a few other people will come on a little bit later here. Just bear with me here. Let me see how my chat room is doing while I'm trying to contact this individual. All right, good. The chat room is back up.
Yeah.
All right, Lewis. Is this Lewis?
Yeah.
All right, Lewis. Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. Peter sent me your number, said you wanted to come on tonight. So just stay patient, and I'll bring you on, okay?
Okay, and that's what time to what time?
Hey, we're on live right now, brother Lewis. We are on live right now.
Really?
Okay, you're live on the air with many people listening right now. So it's time now until 7:30, okay?
All right.
And Dr. Peter Ventura says he can't get back through because all circuits are busy. Yes, our phone lines are jammed. All right, let me call back Dr. Peter Ventura now and get him back on here, and then that'll be enough of the nonsense. We can carry on with the conversation.
Okay.
This is why I tell people, call in 10 minutes before the show begins and line everything up. Okay? All right, there he goes. Hang on here. 619, don't know who you are. Hang on here. 302, that's Mandelicon. Okay, he's one of our usuals on here. And hang on, let me connect Dr. Peter Ventura real quick. We're having technical difficulties here. I see Brother Mercy. I'm going to connect you first before I connect anybody else. I know you're waiting patiently. Let me try to get Dr. Peter Ventura on here real quick. Let me call him, and then we'll be all set, and our panel will be full tonight. And I don't think we'll be able to handle any other callers, actually, because there's just too many people. I can only handle so many people. All right, Dr. Peter Ventura, are you there?
I am.
All right, good. All right, I've got Lewis on. I've got Brother Mercy on. I've got Mandelicon on. And I believe our circuits are full, and I believe we're pretty filled up here. And anyway, so before we carry on here, I just want everyone to know the big thing last night was that Howard Stern mocked my show. He's been mocking my show, I guess, a few times lately. And last night I posted it on Facebook, the link. So the Howard Stern show apparently has been mocking my show. One of my friends of the show has called me last night and told me check it out. And I checked it out, and he gave me valuable information, and BitBanker checked it out. And apparently the Howard Stern show did have me on his show with, I guess he copied my show, which is okay because the link is out there for everyone. And then I guess apparently I can't find it, but has been speaking about me lately and my show, and maybe he wants to give me an IQ test. I don't know why he wants to give me an IQ test. I don't know. Maybe that individual will call in a little bit later here and let me know what's going on with that. But first, and I've got a number of people on the line tonight. Okay, as I go down. Okay, there we go. There's my friend here who talked to me last night. I'll get to you after my first caller here. I have to connect Brother Mercy here. Brother Mercy, real quick. Brother Mercy, hey, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I hit number one to let you know that I was here to support you, brother. And, I definitely want to discuss tonight's topic, whatever it is. And what I really want to know is what in the world Howard Stern, why is he so consumed with you? I have no idea. I mean, I thought Howard Stern was a big guy.
I know. Why me?
He's a big TV guy. He's a big TV guy, big time. He's Showtime. You know what I'm saying? He's Showtime. Anybody know who Howard Stern is? And so I'm just trying to figure out why he's so. I mean, you're just a little guy, Joe. I'm not putting you down, but you're a little guy, Joe. So, you know. So
I'm a little guy, yeah. I am. You're right. But listen, though, I am very popular on Blog Talk Radio. I am. Especially with, all the other talk, Blog Talk radio shows hate me. We know Black Jesus and I have broken away, Black Sinister Jesus, and T-Bone Thompson over there, and I've attacked the Black Lives Matter movement, and I have interviewed some prominent people in the community, so I guess maybe, I don't know, I guess they stumbled across a couple of my shows and just want to, make fun of me. I don't know why. I don't know. But I've got one individual right now that's been following this right now, and I'm going to bring him on, and we all know who this is. My friend Tone here. Tone, go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, brother. Welcome back to the program. Been a long time.
Hey, I appreciate it, Joseph. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, for Brother Mercy's question, the reason why I think Howard Stern is targeting is because he does it to a lot of different shows all over Blog Talk Radio. He's but he does it in a hilarious way. The guys that do it are Dean Stell and Richard, and the guys are classics, man. They're great at what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, so say that again. I mean, why background noise? Somebody's got some background noise that's on the line here. So what I'm going to do is I'll bring everybody back on. I want to listen to what Tone has to say. So I'll mute everybody real quick. And I think that was Brother Mercy. I think you may be driving or something. So, Brother Mercy, I'll bring you back on. Please, don't hang up. Don't go nowhere because you're going to be a big part of this show tonight because I consider you like a co-host. But, Tone, can you say that one more time? Why am I being targeted? Why? Why? I mean, I don't mind. Like you say, I'm thick-skinned. I don't give a damn. I'll go on there and make Howard Stern look like a jackass. I'll do that any time. Give me a number to call. I'll call that jackass. He's a 6'5" Jew with a big nose who couldn't get a girlfriend unless he was famous. We know that. So, talk to me. Why?
What's wrong with being a Jew?
No. Let's not get into that. I'm just saying he's pointed out the fact that he's a Jew, and his movie there, Private Parts, you remember that? He was a Jewish guy, 6'5". He even admits he's an ugly son of a bitch. You know, I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy couldn't get, I mean, come on, he even admits that himself. But he's famous, he's got a lot of money, and he's got a good voice on the radio. I won't deny that, but the fact of the matter remains, he wouldn't be, getting all these attractive women into his studio if he wasn't famous. We know that for a fact. I mean, but
oh, sure.
Again, the original question, Tone, is
why
is he attacking me?
But you said probably because they might think that you might be a little racist, even for that, little comment saying Jew right now. Like, you don't understand that that's offensive to a Jewish person. You said it
okay.
In a negative context.
Okay, all right. Well, Tone, I say a lot of offensive things. I'm not politically correct. I don't care. And it's just like that with that little clip they played on the Howard Stern show there where Howard Stern versus Howard Stern Caitlyn Jenner versus religious show. I said it right there live on the – I don't care about the LGBTQ whatever community they are. You know, you need to pick up a King James Bible and get straight with your life. You know, I mean, we all know if you're a man – you're born a man or a woman. Simple as that.
When you pick up the King James Bible, should you be the religion that King James was, which is Episcopalian, or should you choose one of the 3,200 different denominations that are just in California alone? Which one should he do for going straight?
Well, tell me something. I want to ask you a question, Tom, before I answer that.
Sure.
How many cultures are out there today? I mean, how many cultures? You know, is there a man and just women, or is there other cultures out there like half man, half woman? What is there? There's two. There's a man and there's a woman in this life, right? I mean, so, I remember one time you'd also
see. As far as I can see, that there's just men and women, but there's some people that feel a little different. And
But does it make a difference what they feel? It doesn't make a difference what they feel.
Well,
what's wrong is wrong, and what's right is right. If you're a man, you're a man, and deal with it.
But that,
right?
That's an argument that could be just thrown right back in your face and say, who cares what you think?
Well, you're right. Who cares what I think, and who cares what you think, and who cares what everyone else thinks? The problem is why is it being crammed down everyone's throat that we should respect what's wrong? The fact of the matter is there's a positive and there's a negative here, Tone. There's always a positive and negative. There's a man. It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, okay? And that's the way it is. But I'm going to bring on your friend here to converse with you here real quick. I'm going to hang on, Tone.
No,
I'm going to bring Dr. Peter Ventura on with you. You remember him. So, Dr. Peter Ventura, answer Tone's question about King James. Answer his question about King James. Dr. Peter Ventura, welcome to the program. And everyone else, you will get a say. Trust me. Go ahead, Peter.
Good evening. Hello, Tone. How you doing? Long time.
Good. How about you?
Yeah, I've been.
You're no kidding, dude.
And Dr. Peter Ventura actually has a message for Howard Stern tonight, too. Actually, he has a message for Howard Stern because he listened to that filthy broadcast that he broadcasted and really mocked my show and made me look like a fool by editing my voice and making me look silly. But that's fine. I mean, I got thick skin, like you said, Tone. But Peter, answer Tone's questions and send a message out to Mr. Howard Stern tonight.
Well, Howard Stern, that's an easy one. he better get himself right with Jesus Christ or he's going to split hell wide open. That's a fact. Better repent of his
sin. Ooh, that's scary.
That foul language and all that nonsense, you know, that's, you know, that's in the world and of the world. There's a lot of people.
Aren't
of
you
women
not supposed to cast a stone?
There's a,
judge
there's
others
a lot
that you want to be judged.
I know. Let's not judge. I know. You haven't read Corinthians either. So, I got you. Don't worry about it. And by the way, King James didn't translate anything. King James allowed translators to translate, brought them together to translate. He didn't do any translating. Okay? So throw that one.
Yeah, I know. I ordered it. He ordered it. It doesn't matter. It says King James. I was just referencing King James.
He brought it together. He didn't order it. He brought together.
How would you know? Your church wasn't even around yet. Your church is a new one, remember?
Yeah, I know. I'll listen to your authority, seeing you're the authority. You're the authority.
Yes, I am.
Nobody else can be an authority.
Now you're saying something truthful for the first time. Mr. Christian.
Well, we need to get Angel. Hey, Mandelicon, if you're out there, we need to get Angel Lady Love on this program. You need to contact her because I'm sure she'd have a lot to say. Let me tell you something. She may agree with Tone on a lot of these issues, and she's a new one that's been calling in here lately. And Mandelicon, I'm going to connect you in a minute, and Brother Mercy, I'll reconnect you. But please, background noise, everybody. Background noise. I want everyone to be on here. But Dr. Peter Ventura, the floor is yours right now, and then I want to give it back to Tone to refute Dr. Peter Ventura. But you're right. Howard Stern can split hell wide open.
I think Tone and I are trying to be your entertainment, that's for sure, okay? If you're asking for a respectful and an honest opinion, that you'll get. But we're not your entertainment, so don't pull my strings.
No. What do you? I mean, why did you get that from what I said, Dr. Peter Ventura? You're not entertaining. You've been a guest on this show that has refuted everyone doctrinally. You've given your authority, but no one else has ever proven you wrong yet. So please, don't take it the wrong way.
Is
what I'm saying.
You know, it's me, Joseph. I hurt his feelings, and like he didn't. He took it what you were saying. He didn't say it like that. Don't get hurt. Just go ahead and explain your point.
Me or Dr. Peter Ventura?
Peter Ventura, I'm waiting for him to...
Okay, Dr. Peter Ventura, the floor is yours. Explain your point. Go ahead.
I gave my answer. I have no other answer there. We're submitting to your expert, Tone.
All right, Tone, what's your authority on everything? Tone, you give fantastic opinions. You give exciting opinions, actually. But what's your authority on what you believe, Tone? Do you have any background, any type of educational background, any degree or any schooling? Or do you have a Bible that you're reading from? I mean, what's your authority? Because we all could say, hey, this is the way it is. But what's your authority? Do you have a background on what you're saying? Do you have an authority behind backing you up, Tone? That's what Peter's question is to you.
Sure. I have a degree. It's not in theology, but neither does Peter Ventura. So anyways, what my authority is just the same as you and just the same as Peter Ventura. I'm not going to sit here and debate his imaginary friend that has been invented in the last few hundred years.
And he takes over church authority thinking that he's just going to whitewash history. Well, in all reality, history's there. And the only thing that I point out is the facts. I don't lie to you. You've never heard me lie once. But Peter Ventura says that the end's near. He gives all these predictions. But when it comes to a hard question, like when is this going to happen? Oh, I don't know. That's in the Bible. We shouldn't know. Then shut up. It's a scare tactic. They're so obsessed with the Bible that they get excited and they want to preach this whole thing, but they haven't a clue what they're talking about. My authority is just like yours, Joseph, but the truth is what prevails. So as my authority over the Bible, no, only God is the authority over mankind, but I don't think the authority of God should shove down people's throats. I think that God is a loving God, and I think that Ventura, who calls himself a doctor from an unaccredited school, which is like saying, I learned Taekwondo from an unaccredited Taekwondo master, which means you didn't learn Taekwondo. You can't do that. You can't just make up titles. And that's why it's important. That's the reason why the title doctor is actually from a certain degree that you have to accomplish. You don't just give yourself that title and say, I went to an unaccredited school. So I would say my authority is truth, where his are deceptive lies, over-exaggerations, and obviously, as you can see, getting angry.
We're not getting angry, brother. I greeted you when I came on just like I greeted anybody else. Nobody's angry here. We just listen
to your nonsense. Welcome to the chat room. Welcome to the chat room. Hang on. Welcome, everyone, to the chat room. Several guests. Flycatch, I Am the Universe, Bridget Pruitt, BitBanker. Welcome. We're talking. We started out the conversation here tonight about my show being mocked by Howard Stern. Howard Stern, Brother Mercy, he dropped. I don't know why. Brother Mercy, there he is. He's back on the line again. We started out the program where, you know, my show, and Tone, you alerted me to this privately, and I appreciate that. And you said they spoke about me for about an hour, hour and a half. Can you give me some insight of what they want from me, or do they want me to make a fool out of myself on their radio show? I mean, I already made a fool out of myself. How can I? I've never spoke.
Yeah, so I think
he edited my voice and took words out with his professional studio that he has. He took my voice and combined all my shows and took my voice and re-edited it. That's not the truth. If me and Howard Stern were to go head-to-head, even if I went on his show, I'd make him look like a jackass. That's what he is, a jackass. He's a heathen, and that's what he is. He's a heathen, and he's a bastard, and I watched his silly little movie, Private Parts, and let me tell you something right now. I would make a fool out of him and his IQ. I'd like to give him an IQ test. Will he take my challenge? I will give him an IQ test. I guarantee you it would be negative below zero. And I'm actually requesting his college transcripts and high school transcripts, which are a public record, Tone. And I'd like to get a hold of those. And I contacted his schools that he went to. And I really did. And I'd like
to
put those
up on
Facebook if I can. I don't know if I'm checking out the laws on that. I don't know if it's private information or not, but I want his educational transcripts. And I want to know how well he did in school. I want to know his IQ, since he's so famous.
He went to Boston University.
He went to Boston University. Okay. Well, that doesn't matter. So what? A lot of people go to Boston University and turn out to be jackasses. Aaron Hernandez hung himself. He went to Ohio University. Aaron Hernandez, who played for the New England Patriots, we know he was a gang member, and hung himself in his jail cell. What's that mean? Just because he went to Boston University, what's that mean?
Means he was
Are you taking Howard Stern's side other than mine, Tone?
He did a funny bit by editing
my voice and making me look like an idiot on his show.
Do you think?
Shame on him.
Yes.
Shame on him. I challenge him to call me. Tone, give him my personal cell phone number during his show hours. You know my cell phone number.
I don't know him.
Well, email it to him. Anyone in the chat room, give me Howard Stern's contact information. Look it up. Look up Howard Stern's contact info, and I will challenge him on Blog Talk Radio anytime, any day of the week. And if he has, or even his silly little producers, his lackeys, that are potheads and dumbasses, I challenge them any time of the week to come on. And that's Caitlyn Jenner that called in. Where's Caitlyn Jenner at? What is this devil that's talking about her penis? You know, I mean, how sick could you be to call into a radio show and do something silly like that? Live on a blog, and then do a plot on another worldwide radio show and make me look like a fool. And which will try to make me look like a fool. Tone, how could you condone such activity? How could you condone such activity? Yes, it's funny. It's a funny skit. It's hilarious. But the fact of the matter is, Howard Stern is on the downfall of his career. He's on satellite radio because FM radio don't want nothing to do with him. He can't even get an AM station. He's on satellite radio. And the fact of the matter is, I'm on the uprising, and he's on the downfall. So, you know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? Well, I'm going up, and he's going down. Okay? So, Tone, I want to bring on Medelicon. Tone, I'm not shutting you off. I want you to speak as much as possible. I got Brother Mercy back on the line. But Mandelicon has been waiting, and you know Mandelicon. He's got a lot to say, and I'd like to bring him onto my radio network. Mandelicon, talk to me. Talk about this subject tonight that we're talking about if you can. But Mandelicon, welcome to the program, my brother.
My revolutionary brother in the struggle, I have to say this. The times in which we live dictates me speak only on now to the future. That of the past, the only good thing about the good old days that they've been gone, and everybody's wrong based on where we are today, kill or be killed. So I have nothing to say about anyone's beliefs, thoughts, feelings, opinions. I can only tell you what I know about now to the future. So that's the only thing that I wanted to talk about tonight.
Well, I want to ask you a question, Mandelicon. I don't know if you heard, but we've been on the Howard Stern show lately. My radio program's been there, and he's been making fun of me. Well, he didn't particularly say Joe Gibson, but he did put my show on there, and he called it a religious show. I mean, I don't know. Tone said that he talked about my show for an hour, hour and a half the other day. I can't find that audio anywhere. I don't know. Somebody posted some audio in the chat room. I've yet to check that out. But I know he did have 4 minutes or so about me. And Howard Stern, like Brother Mercy said, he's worldwide, very well known. Why pick on Joseph Gibson? Why? And Mandelicon, if we're making that much progress here on Blog Talk Radio, I mean, I want to know what your opinion is. And I thank Tone for that, too, because Tone he brings a great aspect to this program. He brings very interesting points. I can't deny that. You do too, Mandelicon. And I apologize for not getting you set up with your own show on my network. I've been so busy, and you told me don't worry about it. Just wait until you're ready.
That's
and
right.
Yes, we're going to do that real soon because I believe you've got a strong voice. And Tone should have his own freaking show. I don't know why he doesn't, but... You know, he'd be more popular than me, actually. But, Mandelicon, what do you think about this Howard Stern nonsense? Give me your opinion.
I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
Here's what I know. If you don't talk about Mandelicon, I'm doing something wrong. If when you hear my voice and you don't go back to the dinner table and say, man, baby, did you hear that motherfucker? Or whatever, right? If you don't talk about me, I know I'm doing something wrong. So... I would take it in the context of what it is. When someone talks about you or what you're doing, keep doing it because it's only going to get
better.
Well,
yeah, you're right. And I've got Brother Lewis. I've got Brother Lewis. Hang on, Mandelicon. I also have Brother Lewis from California on there. And we're talking a little bit. We criticized King James tonight also. King James. And Tone proposed a question to Dr. Peter Ventura. And Mandelicon, before you answer this, I want to bring Brother Lewis on because he's been waiting. And you've been listening. and I know you can only talk theology with us. I mean, all the other stuff I you don't know too much about, but you've been a guest on this show before. You are a theology expert, I would say, and you're a biblical expert. You study the Bible, and Tone made a statement that King James, you know, he wrote a book that nobody can believe in, that he rewrote it, and that he was of many denominations, I guess you could say. I think that's what Tone meant.
I didn't say that nobody should believe in it, ever.
Well, all right, well, nobody should believe in it, but you ridiculed King James for writing the King James Bible, and you're saying that the King
Correct.
James Bible should not be the authority for the Christian man today or Christian woman today. Is that what you're saying, Tone?
Correct.
Okay, all right, and that's what he's saying, Brother Lewis. So Brother Lewis, who has never spoken to Tone before, but Brother Lewis has been on this show without Tone being here, so because we got a load on here, we got a full call list on here, and I'm watching the call screen. I'm waiting for someone from Howard Stern to call in, but Brother Lewis, 619, go ahead. The floor is yours. Comment on what Tone has to say about the King James Bible. Go ahead.
Of course, and thank you for allowing me to speak. The King James Bible is the only Bible which is a complete Word of God. For example, it has some 40,000 to 60,000 more words than the NIV or the other new Bibles. The thing is that the new publishers, they wanted to publish a Bible, and they had certain preconceived religious opinions, so they removed from the KJV Bible verses and even paragraphs that interfered with what they wanted to teach. I've been a Sunday school teacher for some 30 years in a conservative church, which unfortunately went liberal on me recently, and I had to leave, but the point is that King James was a Catholic. He was even a liberal, and he wanted a liberal Bible. But what happened is he actually got together the greatest panel of scholars ever put together in one time, who wrote the Timeless Classic, which actually brought together the words of God in a way that had never really been done before, because they used the textual basis, which was not corrupted by the Alexandria, Egypt heresy, which all the other Bibles, including the Vatican Bible, are guilty of. The King James is the only Bible that has the true authorship of Jesus Christ. Secondly, I'd like to point out that the Baptists are not Protestants. The Baptists, as a group, under many different names in ancient times, they refused to join the Roman Catholic heresy, which Constantine put together. Constantine drew in all kinds of pagan practices, called them Christian, and said, okay, we're all going to get together, sing Kumbaya, forget about doctrine, forget about what the Bible says. We're going to do what we want to do. And the Baptist said no. And because of that, according to Roman records, they murdered 50 million Bible-believing Christians between the time of Constantine and the time of the Reformation, and they're still doing it today.
Complete lie.
Well,
Tone says
you're not telling the truth right now. Hang on.
I am.
Tone says you're not telling the truth right now.
Scholar. I am a historical scholar. I know.
I don't care what you are. You're a liar.
Well,
it doesn't matter if
then,
you call yourself.
We have nothing more
you
to talk about.
You can give yourself.
I have told you the truth, sir.
He gives himself a title. You are not an expert. You are not a historical scholar. You are a liar, and you lied in the name of
Jesus
Christ.
Well, sir, then you have no business telling me that. I
listen,
know
really
what
quick.
I've talked.
Are you, did you,
I spent my
you
lifetime studying
You just said that Constantine, listen, you just said Constantine went against the Baptists, right? Is that what you just said?
Constantine went against the Word of God. He brought in the mother-child worship.
Here we go
the
with the rambling around. It was a yes
he
or no question. How come you're scared
many,
to answer
many
it?
Many other heresies, and the Baptists, they were called by several different names over the centuries, but they refused to go along
Joseph.
With the heresies of the Roman Church.
I want to bring Brother Mercy on. Brother Mercy also is a Christian.
All right.
Brother Mercy, you're unmuted, but go ahead, Tone. What's your question, brother? What's your question? Go ahead.
Joseph, I want you to really just listen to me for a second, okay? I don't lie to you. You can look up this historical stuff that he was just saying right now. Now, yeah, Constantine did come in 325. He was a Roman ruler. He was a person that helped convert the Catholic Church over to many different people, like the whole Roman Empire. But listen, the Baptists weren't around. Hold on. They were not
all right,
around.
Background noise, everyone,
and
please. Background noise. Everyone gets a chance to speak, but don't interrupt by laughing. Please, everyone. We got five people live on the line. Let's be respectful, please. Go ahead, Tone.
They're laughing because it's an awkward laughter. They don't know how to respond to it. They're trying to mock what I'm saying, but historical fact is that Baptists were not around. And if you look up any kind of history of the Baptists, he says they go by different names because there's no link to them. He's just another cult that sprung up, and they have no link to Christianity. They're just this little offshoot. They don't even want to be called Protestant. They're dangerous. They don't believe in evolution. They don't know what's going on. They use science when it's necessary to back up a point, but they don't look at the overall science. They're a bunch of hypocrites, liars, and you can just prove it by the way this man lied right now, trying to tell people the historical truth so that he can get more people to believe his side. Sorry, dude. Your church doesn't go back that far.
Okay, Tone. Let's bring someone else on. Hang on, Tone. Mr. Lewis. Before I bring Brother Mercy on, go ahead. And Brother Mercy probably will take your side on these issues. But Mr. Lewis, can you refute what this man has just said?
Well, he does not know the historical facts, and I do. The thing is that the Baptist Church was the faithful minority who refused to go along with the Roman heresy that was begun by Constantine. And they were terribly persecuted for 1,500 years later, and they still are over much of the world.
They're so persecuted.
Okay, all right, Brother Mercy, do you want to add to this conversation here? I know this is up your alley. Brother Mercy, would you like to jump in here?
How are they
persecuted? Hang on, let Brother Mercy speak, please. He's been silent for a while. Go ahead, Brother Mercy.
You know, this whole discussion is very interesting because I've never heard someone say the Baptist Church didn't exist. I mean, wow. And you know history and says that? The Baptist Church is one of the oldest churches. I mean, the only one I think predates the Baptist Church is the Catholic Church. I mean, the Catholic Church predates the Baptist Church. I mean, it's before the Baptist Church.
Tone is a Catholic, by the way. Tone is a Catholic, by the way.
Yeah. To me, they all fall under the Catholic umbrella to me. They all fall under the Catholic umbrella. The Baptists, the Lutherans, all of them came out of the Catholic Church. I mean, all of them, they either been protesting the Catholic Church or they were going against the Catholic Church. Whatever you want to say, it was some type of doctrine they didn't agree with, so that's how they came up with their own little church. And that's usually how it happened. The Catholics had a doctrine. They had a different doctrine. Then you had the Baptists come up with their own little thing. You had the Protestants come up with their own little. Everybody came with their own little thing going against the Catholic Church. That's how I see the whole thing. The Catholic Church is one of the oldest.
Brother Mercy, okay, you said that. I agree with you in a way. But Dr. Peter Ventura, if you're there, can you shed us some light? You're a doctor. You're a theology scholar here. Can you refute this anyway?
Yes. First of all, what is a Protestant? A Protestant comes from the Protestant Reformation. The Reformation were those who protested. That's what Protestant is, protesting. And they protested against the Catholicism. Baptists are not found in the Protestant Reformation. Baptists were there before the Protestant.
They're not found anywhere in history before 1600.
Quiet. You had your say, and you don't know anything, and everybody knows.
Hang on, Tone. I'll let you speak after Dr. Peter returns. I'll let
you
speak. Please. Dr. Peter returns. Then I want to get to MandelaCon. But go ahead, Dr. Peter returns. We got so many opinions tonight. Go ahead, Dr. Peter. Go ahead. Uninterrupted, please.
So what I was, the point I'm making is that the Baptists were not part of the Protestant Reformation. The Baptists were there, and they followed in the footsteps of the apostles. They were there, and they continued in the footsteps of the apostle before the Council of Nicaea in 321, where Catholicism begins its footprint. So, and they were called Anabaptists. The reason why they were called Anabaptists is because they baptized in the manner that Christ was baptized. The apostles baptized by immersing people underwater, which was the picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And because of that belief, because they would not adhere to the Catholicism belief, as Brother Lewis had said, who is a historian and has the authority, said that millions were killed. And they were killed for that.
Dr. Ventura, hang on. You're breaking up on us a little bit, but hang on. I've got people in the chat room. One person said all religions are based upon belief and nothing more. Believing is one thing, but proving it is another.
Well,
you know, can you answer that? Can you answer that individual in the chat room?
I want to say something really quick. I wanted to say...
Go ahead, Brother Mercy.
The Baptists, to an extent, did... I'm not saying they're part of the Reformation. That's not what I'm saying, because they predate the Reformation. I'm talking about, in a sense, they did... argue against the Catholic Church because the Catholics don't believe in baptism. So they're still at odds with each other. You know, they're still at odds. I mean, they weren't part of the Reformation, but they're in a disagreement with the Catholic Church. They're in disagreement. That's all I'm saying.
The main disagreements are even what Luther, who came out of it, who started the Reformation on October 31st, when he nailed his 92 theses to the Wittenberg Castle door, indulgence, infant baptism, and all those things. All those things are anti-biblical, worshiping Mary, and all those things that are not biblical. And so you're right. You're right. In that sense, they're Protestants, but they're not part of the Protestant Reformation. They were over
no,
there.
No, no, no.
They were there before the Catholics got around, the Roman Catholic. The word Catholic means universal, by the way. Roman Catholic means the Roman Universal Church. Okay? And it was Pope Leo who stamped the coin and said that she sits the whole world, the circle of the world. That's the point. And that's Mystery Babylon, chapter 17, the whore that sits on the seventh. There's only one place in the world.
You're breaking up, Dr. Peter Ventura. You're breaking up. You're fading away on us. You're fading away, man. So I don't know if you're
How's
on a car
now?
Phone or not.
No,
all
is
right,
that
we
better?
Can hear you a little bit better. All right, we can hear you a little better.
Okay.
They
have
don't
to remember
call
I'm
it,
in one of the largest
B-Live,
military installations.
All right, hang on. I'm trying to read people in the chat room also. I want you guys to always convert people
but
in
I'd
the
like
chat
to
room.
Ask
we got
a question about whether it's
Don't break up on me, doctor. Don't break up on me because you were breaking up.
Well,
that's why I interrupted. But go ahead. Finish. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, the Christianity is not based on a belief of no facts. There are facts, and the facts start with manuscript evidence, and the manuscript evidence dates back to the year 50 A.D., 50 years after the death of Christ. They have a fragment called the Rylan Papyri, and so there are whole manuscripts that exist that came from that time period, where you have Pliny Secundus and all these other secular historians who the closest they have to an original is a copy within 800 to 1,000 years from the original. So there's more evidence for the Bible in manuscript evidence than there is in any other manuscripts in the world. So we don't base our faith. And then there's the eyewitness accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the 500 that saw Jesus Christ. Josephus, who wasn't a Christian and wrote about Jesus Christ, other historians. And so we just don't base our belief on Christ.
All right, hang on, Dr. Peter, real quick. Hang on, Dr. Peter, not to interrupt you, I apologize, but several people have already said in the chat room, the Bible was written by man. What do you have
okay.
to, can you, and this, and everyone says this, so can you refute that real quick before I get to any other callers? The Bible was written
sure.
by man.
Sure, I can refute that. First of all, it was written by many, many authors over a period of time. There's 66 books, and all books are one, okay? To say that the Bible, Russian mathematician sat down, and he wanted to disprove the Bible, and he took the first verse of the Bible, which says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He found so many combinations of verb tense in the number 7 that he sat down and he became a believer of the Bible.
You see, the Bible, it is a supernatural book, and to be understood by it, it takes the Spirit of God within a person to understand the Bible and the readings of the Scriptures. And so to a man who doesn't know Jesus Christ, to a man who doesn't have the Spirit of God guiding him, well, then what happens is it just becomes a novel. But the prophecies of the Bible, there are so many prophecies of Jesus Christ before he was born. It would be like taking the state of Texas and filling it with silver dollars, painting one red, flying a guy in with a helicopter and telling him, get out blindfolded and find it. Those are the odds of the Bible not being true.
Where did you come up with that?
Okay.
Who stated that? That's how unlikely it is. Where did you get that from?
Dr. Samuel Gipp.
Or did you just make it up to make it sound a lot more?
I'm giving you the names, Mal. Hey, Mal. You want the names? I'll give you some names. Come on, I'll give you some
scholars. Don't get butthurt. Just talk like a man.
I'm not butthurt. Why don't you shut up? Because you have nothing intelligent to say in this program. You didn't have nothing
whenever
intelligent
you know
the last time you were on. All you did
I'm
was put
butthurt.
In suppositions and compositions of some crap that you read on the internet. You didn't study nothing. Men like myself and Lewis have been studying for years and years and years the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God from Spurgeon to Dr. Ruckman all the way down to Peacock to all these guys, and you're walking around talking
job,
to people
Jim
that
Jones.
You don't know nothing, and you think you know something.
Hey,
you came
Jim
on
Jones,
this program
you're gonna have
to
some
disrespect people instead of saying admitting you don't know anything. I've studied Locke, I've studied Philo, I've studied Josephus, I've studied the ecclesiastical history.
Oh, you
I earned
Josephus,
my master's
that's
degree,
been proven
my
false.
Friend, by disproving the
hey,
annals of history, by James Usher's timelines.
False?
You don't know what you're talking about. Dr.
Hey,
Ken Blue, come on, you want some authorities, I'm
false.
Giving them to you. See, all you got is a mouth.
And
all stupidity
you do,
because you're a Roman Catholic
true.
Who's been brainwashed
first off,
to believe that Mary is going to get you to heaven.
True.
And if you wear this little scapula on your collar that says, if you're wearing this when you die, you'll get to heaven. And none of that's in the Bible, my friend. And you've been hoodwinked.
It's not in the Bible because the Bible. Dude,
it's not in the
off,
Bible because you don't have a Bible. Your church won't allow men to read the King James Bible because King James is on
the
forbidden book list of your church. So cut the baloney, okay?
Hey,
if you
don't
have anything intelligent to say, quit wasting all our time. We came on the show to have an intelligent conversation.
You're talking like a little girl.
Calm down, dude.
You got to take a breath.
Say all the innuendos and all the disrespects and all the insults you went doesn't make you any more intelligent.
I got another surprise for you.
You don't have any surprises for me.
Oh, yes, I do.
You don't have any surprises
because you're
for me.
Associated. Listen,
if you
listen
said
to what I'm saying first.
That would be the greatest surprise.
Sure. This is going to be really good.
Okay.
I have a few videos of you talking while there was racism on the show, talking about God and being associated with it, which I do have on tape. So let me tell
you can
something
have whatever
really quick,
you want because
Rick.
I'm not a
listen,
racist.
Listen,
I have
Rick.
Black people in my church.
Listen.
I have Spanish people in my
yeah,
church.
I
have white people in my church. I have missionaries
this.
Overseas that
they're
I support. So you just want in your
be
mouth.
So interested.
So you took
to
a little sound bite.
You had
yeah,
to say.
So now your butt hurts. So now you're mad and you're going to go and get even with somebody because they have more intelligence than you. Instead of just admitting, you know what, I'm out of my league in that area, sir. And when I learn about it, I'll come back and we'll have that discussion.
All right, hang on, hang on. All right,
guys,
time out. Tone,
my
you said
goodness.
you're calling Dr. Peter Ventura a racist. Can you back that up? Can you back that up?
No.
And Dr. Peter Ventura, stay silent. Stay silent, please.
I am. Listen, I never said that he was a racist. What I said right now, and I'll repeat exactly what I said, he was on a show with racist negativity talking about the Bible and not correcting one thing. So I said, well, I'm going to see how lucky he is to find out anybody that is associated with the San Diego area of baptism. And I'm at Baptist Church. I will send this out, and you have no clue how good I am at that. So tell him to shut his mouth, and his lies now have caught up to him.
So you're saying – hang on. So your accusation is that he in the San Diego area has associated himself with racism – and racist preaching?
Joseph,
is that what you're saying?
Joseph, this might be the reason why you get mocked online. I've already explained it now three times. I don't know how
I know, but
maybe
I need to hear it three times.
If you're not getting it, bud, I don't know what to say.
I don't believe Dr. Peter Ventura is a racist. I'll state that right now. He's been a guest on
yeah,
this
you
show.
Don't believe that it exists. You said you didn't even believe it exists. You're the
I don't believe that tone. I don't believe Dr. Peter Ventura is a racist. Tone, Come on, he has black, he has blacks, Hispanics, Mexicans. He's helped out everybody in Imperial Beach, San Diego
and
area.
He should have a little bit
he
more
has
respect.
A church. It's I know this man. I know this man. Don't
okay.
Hang on.
I got one more.
I want to give you something that's going to blow your mind right now. I sat in a maximum security prison with this man. Okay? He is not a racist.
Let me tell you something. You sat in a maximum security prison, and that man associated himself with you, claimed that you were a Navy SEAL, and he's supposed to be helping out veterans with a
I joined the Navy SEALs and ended up working for the government undercover in the Connecticut prison system. Read the book. It's called Behind the Walls by Johan Tone. Come on now, Tone. Why are you slandering me, Tone? Come on now, Tone. You're jumping all over the place. Now you're attacking me about a Navy SEAL story. Come on, Tom.
Yes,
I've survived two murder attempts in my life. And you're going to attack me, Tom?
And I survived a lot more for this country where I earned the title of veteran, not you.
I'm not a veteran. I'm not a veteran. I didn't fight to preserve the safety and security of men and women in the institutions across the state of Connecticut and thereon by working
as
for the government
SEAL,
and surviving two murder attempts on my life. I have a 6.5-inch scar around my neck where they tried to chop my head off. Tone. And you're going to tell me I'm a liar, folks?
Yeah,
I don't know, Tone. I don't know if you're drinking Kool-Aid tonight or not. I don't know what's going on, but let me tell you, I know who I am. I don't have to prove it to anybody. If I have to prove it, all you got to do is go look up Joseph Gibson on the internet, Google my name. Even Howard Stern is attacking me. What's that tell you, Tone? Obviously,
hey,
Joseph Gibson is pretty popular. Right?
Look at John Shapley.
Come on, Tone.
Fake Navy SEAL. Don't get up.
Joseph Gibson's
a
fake
Navy
SEAL. I know. I'm a fake Navy SEAL.
And he has your name.
I never worked for the government. I never went undercover behind the prison walls of Connecticut. I know, Tone. I know.
You
but
didn't.
The fact of the matter is I was stabbed in the chest, Tone. I was stabbed in the chest. I almost died. My head was almost decapitated from my body.
What were you in jail for?
My family is on this line tonight. There's callers on this line who will verify what I'm saying. I am who, and there's a book written about my life. Look it up, guys.
What Bud's class were you?
Look it up. It's on Amazon.com. Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. There's me, Joseph Gibson. That's me. There's actual court transcripts in there, federal court transcripts. You can't deny it.
That is
a true. Tone, I am who I say I am. I am what I am. You know what I mean? Look up my Facebook page. I am who I am. And you know what? If anyone hates me, like T-Bone Thompson from other Blunt Talk, Howard Stern, if he hates me, I'll leave the Porsche light on for you anytime you want to come by. Okay? Because I'm smarter. If 13,000 Latin kings couldn't kill me, what makes you think somebody on Blunt Talk Radio is going to take me out? Okay? I'm not afraid of anybody.
What
I'm out there to help. I'm a man of my word, Tone. I'm a man of my word. I do what I do.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I give money away every Friday night, Tone. Every Friday night, I give money away on my sports show. Okay?
Rambling.
And you know what, Tone? I appreciate you. I know you're really a friend of mine. I know. I understand what's going on here. But, Tone, Dr. Peter Ventura shut you down tonight. Brother Lewis shut you down, and now I want to listen to what other people have to say.
Talking.
MandelaCon, can you jump in here, MandelaCon? Come on, brother, jump in here. Let's talk
That's
about Tone.
Like.
Come on, do something.
Let me do this. And the four gentlemen who's quoting from the past of the Bible or whatever, that's Tone, Lewis, you, Joe, and Ventura. If I put a slab of the best barbecue ribs in the room and I tell all of you to bring your book and whoever gives the best sermon, when it's all said and done, ain't but one person going to eat, three going to be dead. That's just the way it's going to be. And I'm telling you, I have no intentions on doing a quibbling, wilding environment, or doing a paralysis of analysis of who was first and who's right when everybody's wrong. I'm serious, based on what we see going down in the times in which we live. So having listened to this for over a half hour or so, with everybody's quoting and the times and the dates and who's such and such and what, I'm telling you, if I put a slab of ribbon and say whoever get the best sermon, and when, I'm going to let y'all be the judge of it, ain't one of y'all going to eat. Three of you going to be dead. That's just the way it is. You know, just listen on based on what y'all entered into international public record right now. Now,
Melissa,
I have no intentions on
question.
What?
Did you hear how fast Peter Ventura shut up as soon as I told him what I was going to do?
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm not in the personality call. Number one, and so I don't take sides. I look at things objectively and see what good is it going to benefit the people that you say you represent. Now, right now, y'all representing yourself.
That's
y'all
a good
representing
point,
yourself.
Medelicon, awesome point. How is he going to benefit from the people that he represents by saying what he has done? And that's what you're trying to do, Mendelicon. You always say this, and I like this. I want to give Mendelicon credit. That's why I want him on my network, and I've been screwing up so much not to get him on here, because he always says what he knows, not what he thinks. And that's important in today's world, folks. That is.
And your
that
own,
is.
And your
you're
own,
a real fighter, dude.
Your own testimony. Hold on, Tom. I'm not. Hold on, Tom. I'm not going to be going back and forth. I'm saying this.
Let him speak, please.
Your own entry into international public record speaks volumes on who and what you speak for. I don't speak for me. But what I heard, y'all speaking for you. You ain't speaking for the people. You're speaking for you. Qualify, validate, affirm who got credibility when it comes to this guy called God. And that's a crime against the people. That's what I'm bringing forth. And I can't even put nothing on based on what we say is ISIS, what we say is, you know, what is this, what's this thing? Antifa tomorrow, right? The 4th, the 5th. What is this thing, EMP? I ain't talking about eat my pee as a woman, right? I'm talking about EMP. There's so much stuff to be put on the table. On what the hell
Antifa.
We going
to
do.
Yeah, we need to get into that Mendelicon. Mendelicon, this Antifa crap, we need to get into that too before the show ends. This Antifa thing where, you know.
Let
I
me
know
put
you're
this
not
on the
afraid,
table
Mendelicon.
Now.
I know that. Yeah, I know.
This,
I know. Go ahead,
let
Mendelicon.
Let me put this thing on the table
now. I apologize.
Now.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And then y'all going back to your regular scheduled programming. I don't give a damn what nobody who's got this event's just like this discussion, staged, activated, orchestrated, and presented. Each and every one of you are presenting what you have, but we're from Pain, the Red, Black, and Green. We team no fear over here. We don't care if you shoot every atomic bomb. When the smoke clears, it's going to be somebody look like me and a woman like me to repopulate the earth. That's what I know. And I know that anybody's got Adam and Eve as their basis for the first man and woman on the planet Earth, you don't have no right to speak on behalf of the people. Because Adam and Eve was not. And I'm repeating, I'm not going to get into where I get my information. I'm telling you this. I don't give a damn if the lights go out. I don't give a damn if they close down supermarkets. I know that someone cares, and people are going to have to interact with each other to get out of the terrible, terrible crisis hardship and state of emergency. And I'm sending out a special SOS to save our soul. Because you're not going to get no penitence based on what I'm hearing. There's no way to demonstrate no beneficence to talk about some guy when y'all later.
I think, Mendelicon, I agree with you 100%. I think when the end comes and people are desperate, you're absolutely right. I think your end game solution is correct. It's not going to be about religion. It's not going to be about race. I believe that the people, they need to revolt together and stick together, because there's an elite out there. There's a new world order out there. There is evil out there, and the good need to stick with the good, and the bad need to go. I think that which is what your point is, if you don't mind me interjecting here.
The point is that when we look at the FCC, 10, 6, and 3, CNN, C-SPAN, BET, and all that, you're getting programming, staged, activated, and orchestrated to give you an impulse of fear if you don't do such and such, such and such. When really, it's how you interact with people in your local, county, city, state, municipality that's going to save the day. It's not going to be some Masonic figure, you know, some leader. We, as the people, are the people we've been looking for because we see the sign of the times in which we live, which everybody's up there saying, look, doom and gloom, you know, ISIS is coming, you know, a terrorist hit, ISIS sympathizer hit in New York with a car yesterday or whatever today. All this is staged, activated, orchestrated, and
well, you're right. And where does it end, Mandelicon? He stole a Home Depot truck and ran into a bunch of people. You know, what happens if I steal a candy bar tomorrow, run out, and I shoot two people? I'm a terrorist, you know? I'm just saying,
you're right. So
hypothetically, guys, I'm not saying I'm going to do that. So I'm just saying, hypothetically, when people do this, what? Everybody, terror, terror, terrorist, terror, terror. They're trying to scare us into what? Into what? What's the agenda of these people? Mandelicon, continue on, and then I got to get to some other callers. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we don't enter into the equation. How is it that born-again good religious people, you know, they might be from Allah, or born-again Christians like Timothy LeRae, Terry Nichols. I mean, you can be a Hebrew Israelite or more. I mean, have no record. And all of a sudden, you'll do some of the most dastardly stuff to people. That's MK Ultra and mind control. Y'all don't know that many of y'all got stuff in you to where the electromagnetic pulses, it's already documented, especially if you work for the government, especially if you work for the secret intelligence and all this kind of stuff. They got stuff in you already to say, well, look, well, we'll use Akbar Muhammad, or we'll use Joe Gibson today, you know. And all of a sudden, you'll say that you need more police, you need more Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, because some boogeyman done did something, and you don't know that it's all done by the same people who orchestrated 911, just to keep the working class from coming together. When they saw that, look, the people are trying to organize, they said, well, look, YTK, what does that mean, Mandela? It means the year 2000, we're going to start our shit. And then after we're going to wait till 911, then we're going to all of a sudden do some other shit. And then what the people going to say? We need more protection. But yet we know that NORAD, air traffic control, the scramblers of the jets, they all would sleep at the wheel or else they was inclusive as a partner in crime. I'm telling you, they staged, activated, and orchestrated this thing so much so
know. All right, Mandelicon, all right, I got to cut you off right there, but I'm going to give you a closing 2 minutes to speak like I do everybody. We all know 9/11 was an inside job. We know Sandy Hook was an inside job, and this Las Vegas shooting, that was very peculiar. We don't know what's going on with that. And this all falls into the times, but at the same time, what I want to do is I'm going to go down the line with each caller tonight that's called in. If you're a new caller, you need to press 1 now. Otherwise, you just need to listen. Otherwise, we're going to allow the people that spoke tonight to speak as they wish. And then I'm going to give my closing, and I'm going to bash Howard Stern, so you need to freaking really listen. But anyway, Dr. Peter Ventura, you're first tonight, and I hope you listen to what I got to say. But Dr. Peter Ventura, take a couple minutes. Exhume this show. Give us your theological opinion, and I'm sure we'll carry on more as the future goes on with our callers and our supporters are growing, our supporter network. Listen, we had 50-plus people live on the line tonight. I've got 8 callers live on the line, and then Facebook's been blowing up. I've got over 300 emails I haven't answered yet. So, Dr. Peter Ventura, go ahead. Give 2 minutes. Talk what you want to talk about. You get the closing of the show, and then I'll go down the line. Go ahead. Well, maybe he's not there. Dr. Peter Ventura, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Come on. You heard what I had to say, I hope. 2 minutes. Go.
Yeah, I heard you, brother. I heard you. You got to remember, I'm in one of the largest military installations, you know, down here in San Diego. Sometimes my phones, you know, you got helicopters flying over, FA-18s, and stuff.
I know you live on a Navy base in Imperial Beach. I know that you're a Navy veteran, but go ahead. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I'm not on the base, and I don't know what's Sandy Hook or all that stuff, and I don't know what's what and what isn't about all those things. I can't endorse any of that stuff. All I can tell you is that I know one thing. I know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to get on your knees and to pray to God that he reveal his son to you. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And he was real. And that's what he said. And that's really, but I want to thank you for the opportunity to come on, Joe. It's always a pleasure to listen to the menagerie that you have of guests and those with some intelligence.
Well, you also had a hang on, doctor. You also wanted to send a message to Howard Stern how to save his soul, if he could save his soul. Go ahead.
I can tell Howard Stern is that it's a shame and it's disgusting that he would pick a religious program, because that's what he said, let's pick a religious program. And so he picked a religious program to come in and use some foul language. And sometimes his children listen to this program. Sometimes people and members and ladies from the church listen to these programs and are part of it, really don't appreciate that foulness. But as far as Howard Stern goes, if I was Howard Stern, I'd repent of my sins. And I turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, because if he doesn't receive Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, he's going to split hell wide open. The Bible says it. And, you know, the background noise, you know where that's coming from. That's coming from the guy.
Those are my guests, I know. But, Dr. Peter Ventura, I appreciate you. But please, stay on the line, because I want you to hear what I got to say, because you and I are going to talk after the program. But, Brother Lewis, go ahead. Can you give us some can you talk to us tonight, your guest? And I'd like to bring you back again next week. But go ahead, Brother Lewis.
Okay.
Talk, please.
There are 25,000 partial or complete Greek manuscripts and Latin manuscripts and from other languages before the middle part of the second century. There are many hundreds and hundreds of New Testament manuscripts from the first century within the lifetime of the elders who knew Christ. Compared to that, of all of the other ancient books, there are less than 1,000 manuscripts anywhere from 500 years after they were first written. Homer's Iliad has dozens of different versions, but there is only one version of the New Testament from the very first century. We have the manuscripts that came from Jesus' time that were found in the Qumran caves, validating every single book of the Old Testament to about 95% accuracy. And these were written before Christ, from before Christ till the Romans destroyed their civilization in 70 AD. The Bible is the best attested to work of all of the ancient works, but plus 100 times. Secondly, the Bible is authenticated. The thing is that if the president orders, you know, the missiles to be launched, what do they say? Mr. President, give me your authentication code. One-third of the Bible is future-telling. Two-thirds of that has happened exactly, precisely, word by word, letter by letter, fulfilled exactly, as they said, in history, ancient history, and even
30 seconds, Lewis. 30 seconds,
our
please.
Time.
30 seconds, brother. 30
Jesus
seconds, brother.
Is returning in our generation. We know that because of the Bible evidence.
Yeah, he said that to his
apostles, is becoming
too.
Present history. Right now, the coming together of the final Roman Empire, you know, is happening right now, right under our noses, and it will be implemented. You know, this Antifa thing is part of the elite's scheme to create chaos in order to bring about their final
Antifa.
World order.
Yeah, Antifa. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
Antifa and many of these other things. Just like Hegel, you know, Hegel's discipline was he takes the present, then they produce as much chaos as possible to create a new reality. And that's what the elite does. They finance Adolf Hitler. They
that's right.
Finance
Brother Lewis.
The Russian Empire.
Brother Lewis,
yeah.
I want to thank you so much.
Sure.
Please remain on the line, because I'm going to go ahead and speak a little at the end here. And I want, you know, I give everyone their thoughts and opinions first, and we'll continue this conversation. We always do. Brother Mercy, 2 minutes before I get the tone. Go ahead. Brother Mercy, go ahead. Take 2 minutes, my friend, my co-host, and on my sports show, he's my co-host, and before he begins, hey, tune in tomorrow night to our sports show. We have a little fun, you know. It's at 7 p.m., same call-in number, 657-383-0616. It's fun. It really is. We get away from all this world order crap and all that other stuff and try to forget a little bit and have some fun as friends. But go ahead, Brother Mercy. Go ahead. Talk to us.
Yeah, I wanted to say that basically anyone who argues against the Bible and calls themselves a historian or any type of expert or anything, this is my personal opinion. I really feel like they're ignorant and foolish because, I mean, nothing, there's no book that you can Google this. There ain't no book that's been sold more, that's been read more, that's been put in more different languages than the Bible. It is the most famous. It's the most accurate. I mean, all archaeologists use the Bible to make their findings. That's what they do. Even people that don't believe in the Bible use the Bible to make their findings or their artifacts. So I just don't get it. I mean, they're trying to disprove the Bible, so they go to these ancient places and they find things that's written about in the Bible. So I just don't get it. And, you know, people are going to be making these arguments. They made it. They said Jesus was coming soon 2,000 years ago. They said Jesus was coming soon. They said that 2,000 years ago. So anybody that try to predict and say when he's coming, when he already told you that no one knows but the Father, he already said that, and everybody's been making predictions since he left. Everybody's been telling you when they know he's coming back. So I say, I don't know when he's coming back. Brother Mercy don't know. He said the Father knows when he's returning. Now, do we see signs of return? Of course we do. This new world order, I believe, has already happened when the United States was formed. I mean, you see it on the dollar bill, new world order. It's back on the dollar bill. The United States was the new world order when they incorporated slavery. So we've already had that. So that new world order didn't quite work because we had a civil rights movement. We had the abolition of slavery. We had the Emancipation Proclamation. So I'm saying all that, man. Is the battle over? Of course not. But what I'm saying is this new world order has already happened. And, you know, it didn't quite work. But then are they still trying to do it? Of course. That's where the Roman Catholic Church comes in, because they're still going to try to rule the world. So, and that's what they've been doing since the Bible days. So I wanted to say this and say that I believe the Bible is 100% true. I don't endorse no one particular translation. I think, to me, that's a little ludicrous because the Bible predates the King James Version. So if the Bible predates the King James Version, there was a version before the King James. So, you know,
there you go.
We can get into that. I mean, there's a version before the King James. So King James can't be the authority if we got something before that. So anyway, and that's not to dismiss the King James Version. That's not what I'm saying. Because I read
very good
all the different versions. You know, I'm not dismissing it. I'm just saying I don't put King James on a pedestal. I just didn't do it. I read all different translations. I love the Bible. I've been studying for the last 30 years. I love all translations because each have its own little flavor, you know. So that's what I see, because you could tell a story many different
30
ways.
30 seconds, Brother Mercy. 30 seconds, please. 30 seconds, brother.
Yeah, and lastly, no one tells a story the exact same way. That's what we get the translations. If we all hear at something event happened, we all may say something different to what happened. Does that mean we're all liars? No. It just means we all see different things and we see it differently. We got our own way of explaining it. So that's how I see that. So, and I just want to say, I love Dr. Peter Ventura. I don't think he's a racist. I really don't. That's just my opinion. Do I know him personally? No, but I don't think he's a racist. So I think we need to stay away from the put downs and stuff like that unless we know these people personally. So that's just my opinion, and I'm out. Brother Mercy.
Brother Mercy, please hang in there and listen. Continue listening. Thank you for your words of wisdom. And, hey, now listen, this is what's so great about this program. We give everyone a chance to speak, especially at the end. And Brother Tone, and then Mandela Khan, and then me. but please don't hang up because I got something important to say at the end. But I want to go. Tone really should go before me. Tone, I'm going to make you wait another 2 minutes. Only because I love you. I love you so much. All right, Mendelicon, 2 minutes. Come on, 2 minutes, real quick.
Okay, real quick. Everybody put your helmet on, your goggles, your chin strap, tighten it up, and put your knee pads on. There has never been a book written, whether 7,000 years ago or 7 million ago, on how we're going to be one with the Creator and live and let live. I'm the author of that story, you and me. And I'll say it again. I don't give a damn what book y'all quote from or where you try to be right. When you say in those books that we can't get freedom until we have the Great Tribulation, that means a whole slaughter of masses and masses of people. That's that doom and gloom stuff. So I'm going to say it again. There has never been a book on how we have freedom, justice, and independence written nowhere on the planet. So y'all can quote this or quote such and such. If you're a Hebrew Israelite, more Muslim or Christian, or if you're Superman or Batman or Robin, whatever, there's no book ever written. I'm the author of that story, you and me. Why? Because I know that this good divinity, this divine intelligence that rules in the affairs of all women and men, is here to bring in live and let live and one love. And your own testimony, in international public record just tonight alone, not to go back in history, it proves that you're not with the Creator. You might be with God, or whatever you interpreting that is, you know, which will end up being one of the most brutal killers ever in the history of the world. So somebody is wrong. Live and let live in one love shows that the test of the time, sign of the times in which we live.
30 seconds, Mendelicon. 30 seconds, 30 seconds, and I got to open the phone lines. 30 seconds, go ahead.
The times in which we live on the kill or be killed shows that everybody's wrong, and you're not with the Creator. Now, you can call it what you want to, or you say, well, you only can come through Jesus or this. Some people say if you only come through Allah or Yahweh, Jehovah, do that. But in the final analysis, if we the people, by the people, for the people, of the people, let y'all have your way, it'll be very few people left. So we call them the books of the dead. The book of life is live and let live in one love. And I'm telling you, everybody's failing because either you don't get your way, you're going to try to kill everything that ain't with you. And that's gangsterism. You're worse than the Crips and the Bloods. So I'm going to rest their case right there. And y'all going back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Mendelicon. Thank you. You know you're always welcome on the program. And before I get to Tone 206, we had a great show tonight. And everyone, there's still time. If you want to press the number one, you're unscreened. I don't screen callers. So if you want to get on here and voice your opinion, topic of the show, we're everywhere tonight. We really are. And we really began with and Tone, before I get to you, to give you your 2 minutes. And remember, I'll have my closing also, but I've got about 6 new callers that want to jump in here tonight. So, Tone, no, you'll be first. Don't worry, I won't put you off. Press the number one. You're not screened. I don't screen callers. We're 100% live. And the Howard Stern Show has mocked this show. That was really the subject here, the Howard Stern Show. I guess took notice to my show. I guess I don't know why. But, Tone, I'm going to go ahead and give you 2 minutes, and I'm going to wrap it up unless we get some new callers here. And please, new callers, I welcome you. I do. I really do. All you got to do is press the number one, and I'll put you on there live, okay? But and you can talk about whatever you want, all right? But, Tone, go ahead, Tone. Give yourself 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, Joseph. I got to hand it to you again, dude. You can take it when I dish it out, dude, and it's always fun on this show dishing it out because we can do it like men, and then it's always cool. The other thing, it was fun having this whole conversation today, but let me correct some things, okay? First off, Jesus said we're going to get religious just for a second. I'm not really trying to preach. But even Jesus Christ said that nobody would know when the end time is coming but the Father. But this genius Lewis is sitting here telling us that we're the generation. But Jesus Christ said that generation wouldn't have died before the end would come. And he's saying it's a perfect book. He tries to make himself sound smart by giving himself this title of scholar
which just means he didn't get his degree because he's too lazy, and he probably just watches the History Channel and watches it and probably thinks UFOs are coming down and abducting. That's the reason why you can't trust somebody along those lines. And another thing, Peter Ventura turned around and says that Catholics worship Mary. Farther from the truth. Like ever says we worship Mary, we do pray to Mary, and we do pray to saints. That is not worship, and those false lies are coming out. So when I made him my little bitch today and shut him up really quick, it felt really good because I know that he's going to be thinking about me all day, and he's going to be saying, oh, is he going to really turn in that stuff? Is he going to do that? Remember that, little bitch. When I put you in your place, remember where you stand. You're not smarter than me, and you're not that brave. You got it? Know your place, you little cult member. And besides that, Joseph, I had a great time, dude, and I hope you guys all have a great night.
All right, don't hang up on me. Listen, I've got other callers on the line here, and Peter, you may want to refute that. We do have a little bit of time left, but Tone, I want to thank you for notifying me about my show being on the Howard Stern Show, talked about me.
I think you're awesome.
I'll tell you what.
Don't let it get too down. He looked at you. It's freaking awesome, dude. You're heard around the United States. Get it as a joke. Accept it as a joke, brother.
You're right. This show is heard around the United States. Well, not the United States, but the world. Howard Stern, hey, if he likes me so much, listen, I'll challenge him to a debate or a phone conversation. If he's out there, if he's listening, or if he wants to, or if someone wants to send the link to him, put me on there. We'll get Mandela Khan on there. We'll get Brother Dr. Peter Ventura on there. We'll turn this 6'5". I can't say Jew because that'll offend people, but he is Jewish. So Howard Stern, Robin, I guess is his producer or his co-host there, and or his other producers there. I forget their names. But
Gary,
you want to give me an IQ test? You want to give me an IQ test? Bring it, Howard Stern. Bring it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I already know what your IQ is. It's -0, brother. And I'm going to tell you something. Like Dr. Peter Ventura said, you are so foul. Your mouth is so foul. That's why FM radio don't want you no more. And that's why you're on satellite
you
radio.
Hear that,
but anyway,
Stern?
That's...
Dr. Peter Ventura said
Tone, go
Dr.
ahead, Tone.
Ventura,
I didn't hear you,
the one
Tone.
That's
go
been
ahead.
Associated with this. I'm sorry. I was just letting Howard Stern know. You said it was Dr. Peter Ventura that said that about him, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, Dr. Peter Ventura said he'll split hell in half.
There you go. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah. That's good, Tone. And listen, he can call me. And Tone, you got my number. You could forward it. I give everyone permission on this program. Forward my cell phone number. I'm not afraid. But if anyone,
well,
they got a story
to
share or
I'm
if they want
to
jump into the conversation here
me.
Tonight, please press the number 1. All you got to do is press 1. I don't screen callers. You can call yourself Caitlyn Jenner. That was the big one on Howard Stern's show, Caitlyn Jenner there.
Joseph,
oh, my. I wish
right
I could play it. I wish I could play
off.
It. Is there a link in the chat room where I could play this for everybody? That would be very interesting.
Joseph,
Howard
Stern.
I'm
sending the show immediately when we get off the phone. Just so you know. You'll
I believe you will,
that.
Tone. I believe you will. And listen, guys, any other numbers out there, you got something you want to say, you got a story you want to share. And but listen, this isn't a clown show here. This show is called Under...
No.
This show is called, I just got my cue for 90 seconds, so, but
okay.
They'll let me expand the show a little bit. So,
Peter
hang
Ventura
on, Dr.
wants to make
Peter
an apology
Ventura.
To me.
Hang on, I know, Dr. Peter Ventura, I know you got something to say. Hang on. I just want to plug something real quick here. The show is called Understanding the Times in Which You Live in Today, and by all means, if you got something important you want to share, listen, we fight for you. The rights of the people out there. We contact sheriff's department. We contact governors. We contacted the White House. If you got something you want to say, you got a story you want to share, listen, you're here. We don't screen callers. If you want to be known, then you know how to contact me on Facebook, Joseph Gibson. All right. Or you can call into the show on Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in number 657-330-6166. person number one, and I won't screen you. I will not screen you, I promise. So I see several
Peter
numbers
Venturi
on my call screen right now. I see actually 20. I see about 25 numbers. Hey, guys, press one. You want to be heard? There's a chance. Otherwise, Dr. Peter Venturi, you got something you want to add to this real quick before we wrap it up tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, Joe, I'll be running, if you're down in the Delaware area on the 8th of November, I'll be at Grace Baptist Church in Frederica. I'd love to meet you. Stop in and say hello. Pastor Rock Shanks.
Promote your church. Promote your church, Dr. Peter Ventura. Please, give an announcement out about your church. Please, promote your church.
You know, Joe, I don't want to promote anything. I just want to tell you that. I want to thank you, Joe, for the opportunity. People know where our church. You can reach me at ventura.peter77@gmail.com or call me direct. It's the Bible.
1-800-BITCH-SLAPPED.
See, listen to this punk. Why you let guys like these girls on here, like this little girl you got, you know, who's
why are you backpedaling so much after I said what I said? Did I put you in your place, you little bitch?
You were in the closet, and now you're mad because you got drawn out. Cut it out. Go back
to the
closet.
Do you have a thing against homosexuals, too, along with black people?
No, I don't have anything about it, but I call it as it is, and I see it as it is. What do you want me to say, Tony?
You have a lot of hate in your heart, don't you? You should not be a pastor. You seem like you can't control yourself, and you're associating with other people. Don't worry about that, Peter Ventura. Your message will be getting out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, wait a second here. Dr. Peter Venturi, he's saying that you're a racist. What makes him say this? Tone, what has he done to make him appear to be a racist?
Do you want to hear the answer?
But the proof's in the pudding.
It's not recorded. I got it.
Hey, can I interject real quick?
Brother Mercy, go ahead, Brother Mercy, because Brother Mercy don't believe what he's hearing either. Brother Mercy, guys, time out. Brother Mercy, we're in overtime right now. Brother Mercy, go ahead.
I'm just wondering whether or not Tone knows Peter, if he knows Peter Ventura personally, because for somebody to be like, calling him a B and all this, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, do you know the guy?
I know
his boyfriend or something?
Well.
Are you his boyfriend or something?
He's my bitch. I'm his man.
He's gay, Peter.
I'm his man and he's my bitch.
I agree. Hang on, Dr. Ventura. Brother Mercy just asked Tone a question. Do you know Dr. Peter Ventura to call him a racist live on a radio show? I mean, what gives
course,
you?
Yes.
Tell me, can you give proof of this?
Sure, I got proof recorded. Don't you think that I think ahead about 1,000 steps before you? I have it recorded. The recording speaks for itself. So
I'd like to.
I don't have to refute anything. And Peter, sleep well tonight, buddy. Sleep
I'd
real
like
well
to
tonight.
I'd like to hear that. My church would like to hear that. Especially the, and the Filipinos and the blacks and the other people that are in my church here, the African Americans, I'm sure they'd all love to hear what you have to say. Come on.
I'm sure they would like to hear who you're associated with and how you choose to be quiet on certain issues.
Now you're
a tough guy talking crap and asking me to do it.
Don't you worry your little head about that.
You're going to be stressed out all night.
Intelligent to say I listen, Tone. When you say something intelligent, I'm always willing to listen to you. Okay, there's no question about that. But when you get angry, when somebody insults your intelligence or what you call perceived to be your intelligence, and then you get down to this lowerness where you feel that you have to man up by calling them.
You don't know how low I can get, Peter.
And you know, that doesn't make
I can get so low. Listen to
it
me.
Doesn't
listen to
me
real
me.
Quick. You have you haven't a clue. And just remember. Just remember. You said you wanted to show it to your church.
Listen. I'm going to
pray for you. All right, guys. We're dropping calls right now. Calls are dropping right now. If one person is going to speak, that's great. So why don't we do it like this?
I'm quiet.
How about this? Yeah. Hang on, guys. I'm the host. I got to keep control of the show. How about Tone, you say something for a minute, and then Peter says something, and then we wrap it up for tonight, and then carry it on to the next show.
Sure, let Peter
okay?
go first.
Tone, go
let
ahead,
Peter
Tone.
Go first. He's mad.
All right, let Peter go first. Peter, go ahead.
Oh, I'll wait. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. He wants to wait. Go ahead, Tone.
Let me tell you something right now. A Christian, he doesn't understand. He can sit there and say whatever he wants. I can get so low, it's disgusting. I am that way. And you know that I tell the truth. And trust me, I'm already 20 steps ahead of every single one of you. And it was his silence on certain parts. I didn't say he was a racist. I says he chose to be silent at certain parts of your speaking. I have them all saved. And I'm sure his church will be very happy to hear that because it was in a very negative context and he had an opportunity to be a leader, a pastor, and a guide, but he didn't do it. He shut his mouth. Is that a big deal? We'll find out. But, yeah, that's all I have to say. Go on.
All right, Tone. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, that and, you know, that opinion means a whole lot. But anyway, brother, thank you for letting me come on. I appreciate it. And I enjoy the program. I don't enjoy the bickering. I don't enjoy the disrespect that comes with coming on your program sometimes. But it's okay. I understand. You know, it's what makes the world go round on their side. But I love you, brother, and I appreciate it. I'll be seeing you soon myself. Get up around that way. I don't know. I'll be over in Arlington for a little bit. Maybe I can get over it. But thank you, Joe, for the opportunity. God
all right, well, thank you, Dr. Peter Ventura. Thank you so much tonight. And Brother Mercy and Mandela Khan and Tone, of course. And we'll follow up with this Howard Stern nonsense, but I do have to wrap up the program. Listen, you guys are awesome. And don't forget our sports show tomorrow night. Brother Mercy, don't forget, you were the winner last week. So, tune into the sports show. But Tone, thank you so much. And for letting me know about this Howard Stern nonsense. And we'll see what happens.
Anytime, brother. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, if it materializes into something bigger, that's great. But, you know, I'll always be here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we always got bigger fish to fry. So if Howard Stern wants to step into the realm, he can. Or I'll step into his realm. It doesn't matter. But we know we got the support. We know we got the listeners. We got people around the country. So that's great. Blog Talk Radio, Joseph Gibson. Understanding the times in which you live in today, I give everyone a voice. Always remember that. So, good night, Tone. God bless you. Be safe. Take care of yourself traveling. And
you too,
Biff
brother.
Banker, thank you. Yeah. All right. Good. God bless you. God bless everyone. Please take care. Even Howard Stern. God bless. Take care. Good night, everybody.